Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. Hi there! Hi, my beautiful friends. I have the flu right now. I found out yesterday that I had the flu. I was wondering, why am I sniffling and why am I exhausted? Found out I got the flu. And I have never had the flu. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I finally had it. It's like, it's caught up to me. But I feel pretty good. Yesterday, I was not feeling the best. I did work until about 2 o'clock and I was like, I'm going to rest for an hour. And as a generator, like that hour was like so helpful, but I just still took it a little easy. So anyways, I wanted to hop on because I wanted to tell you a funny story. It's like, oh my gosh, like the correlation between all of this. So, Oliver has been, my son who's two, Oliver, he's been watching Shrek. Like when he likes a show or whenever he likes a song, he wants to like listen to it or watch it on replay. So right now it's Shrek and Ice Ice Baby, which you may have noticed because I use some of the lyrics from Ice Ice Baby in one of my posts. And so that's on top, like top of mind for me right now is like Shrek and Ice Ice Baby. And so I want to talk about how Shrek has a lot to do with our subconscious mind and how that subconscious mind has a lot to do with your audiences and your marketing and how you can break through certain things to be able to have your marketing sell for you and really attract your ideal customers and repel the people that are not going to be an ideal client. So there are some characters in this story, right? Shrek. You have Shrek, who is supposed to save Fiona. So this is Shrek 1. He's supposed to save Fiona from the dungeon. And the dungeon has its top-notch security, which is the dragon. The dragon is the critical faculty in your brain. So it is almost like the gatekeeper, if you will. Shrek is you. You're the one who's trying to accomplish something. So you're trying to draw something out of the dungeon, which is Fiona. And Fiona is the subconscious mind. Fiona has the desire to free herself from the tower, to live this beautiful life, and to be able to find her Prince Charming. So all of us have obviously a subconscious mind that holds all of the desires that we have, all of the blueprints that we need for success, for happiness, for love, joy, and everything. So that's Fiona. And we all have a gatekeeper, like the dragon, the AKA critical faculty, that's not going to let certain things go through to be able to communicate with Fiona. It's like, nope, I'm breathing my air on you and I'm not letting you in. I am the gatekeeper. Stay away. And then we have Shrek, the prince, or not really the prince, but the savior who's going to be able to rescue Fiona so she can get the desires that she wants. So she can get the pain that she has resolved, the pain of being lonely, the pain of not being with her Prince Charming. Well, that is our subconscious mind. That is what's truly going on. So let me ask you, our subconscious mind is 95% of our brain activity. So it is what runs everything that our decisions, it's like what is behind the scenes of like what's running everything. It is the goal getter. Our subconscious mind is the goal getter and it's the decision maker. It is the one that decides whether it is going to do something or whether it's not going to do it at all. Or if it's going to achieve something, again, because it is the goal getter. So wouldn't it be wise to create marketing content that speaks to the subconscious mind? Because if the subconscious mind is going to be the goal getter, if it's going to be the decision maker, you want to bypass the critical faculty, you want to bypass the dragon and really speak directly to Fiona. You want to really speak directly to her, because then that's how you can help her achieve her desires, solve the problems and the pains that she's going through. Your audience already has the desires within their heart. And so when you speak the language that they're speaking, then you can truly help them realize the resources that are available to them, including yourself. So including your products or services, that it's an option for them to be able to take action on that or purchase that product or purchase that service so that they can achieve their goals. If it's already in their neurology that they want that and you have the answer, then when you use subconscious marketing, it's going to make it also more natural for them to be, I guess, awakened to the fact that you have the solution for them and you're no longer trying to bypass, or you're no longer fighting the critical faculty. You're no longer being filtered out by the critical faculty and like pushed away because you're speaking their language. So your audience wouldn't be watching you if they didn't have the desire or they didn't have the curiosity that there's a possibility that your products or services can help them. You know, they're not going to be watching you if they don't connect with you. They're not going to be like, if there's nothing there to like pique their interest, then they're no longer going to be watching you. So you already know that the fact that they're watching you, that there's something there that they're trying to figure out with you of like, I'm curious, but I'm still not clear. And the reason why a lot of times people aren't clear is because that critical faculty. What's going on is that it has these filters and it's only allowing certain things to come through. And if your messaging or your strategy is not fitting into one of those filters, it's not going to go through to them. So we kind of need to use our strategy, our marketing message to tame the dragon, to quiet the dragon, let it go to sleep. So then you can have the conversation with Fiona, with the subconscious mind of your audience, and present what it is that you have to offer. So instead of trying to talk over the inner critic or the critical faculty, that dragon, this is how I envision it. I envision that a lot of marketers are like right here. This is my, right there, that's my microphone, right? My phone's over here so I can see my notes. My phone is my audience subconscious. This is their critical faculty. I imagine marketers are like this, trying to see over and talk over what is blocking them and not really be able to reach the person that they want to talk to because this is here. Now, when you can use subconscious marketing, what ends up happening is that this little microphone or the dragon or whatever you want to call it ends up kind of tapering off, going to sleep, and you're able to really have a direct connection with the person you're talking to. So how do you do that? Like, what are the steps to doing that? How do you use subconscious marketing in an ethical way to be able to speak to your audience so that you can guide them to make a decision about your products or services? Instead of like trying to bypass, or instead of trying to talk over the logical mind, the inner critic, you want to use code language only you and their subconscious mind can understand. And that will help them, help that desire to break free, like help Fiona break free. And so the things that you would do is, one, you want to know that the language that they're using, the language that their subconscious mind understands. You can figure that out whenever you are reading some of their posts, whenever you're consuming some of their content. Some of them is your ideal client, your audience, and your prospects. When you can understand what it is, like decipher, like what is it they're truly saying, then you can learn how to use that to speak to them. You're learning their language. So the second thing would be that you're learning their language. Once you know it, and then you learn it, and then you're going to speak it directly to them. And then lastly, you're going to want to shut up and trust. A lot of times people want to interject things that are really for them and not necessarily for their ideal client, for their prospect or their audience. It's really what they are projecting onto them. But when you can just use the subconscious marketing, use their language in the subconscious marketing, and then just shut up and trust, then you're no longer bringing up an opportunity for someone to create another objection. You're allowing your code, if you will, to speak directly to their subconscious mind and trusting that their subconscious mind is going to make the decision to purchase your products or your services. Now, the thing is, a lot of times people don't know how to pick up the patterns that are going on in someone's language. I've seen recently someone post something about their childhood. And what they were saying about their childhood was how they felt and how people treated them. And then I realized in another conversation I was reading that they were having, then I really picked up on what was going on. And then I realized, this is still actually going on for this person. But if I didn't know how to read between the lines and really decipher what their language was saying and the patterns that they constantly use, then I wouldn't be able to really connect the dots. And so in my upcoming masterclass, Radiant Rapport, I'm going to help you identify those key things that your audience is saying in their post so that you can take that and create content that's already addressing objections or any kind of concerns they may have before purchasing your products or services. So you're creating your own code to speak directly to their subconscious mind. If you have not signed up for it, I highly recommend signing up for the free masterclass because you're going to get so much value out of the resources that are going to be sent to the people that are on the list. Now, you can completely watch the masterclass, not get the downloads or anything like that emailed to you because they're going to be streamed live into the Facebook groups. But you want those resources because they're going to really help you get the results that you need. Like if you're not making the sales that you want, if marketing is really hard for you, then this is going to be a program for you because it's going to open up the gates to you being able to communicate with your ideal audience, but also your creativity. You're not going to second guess your post. You're not going to like think, I'm hitting a dry spot. I don't know what to post. You're literally going to have so many ideas of what you can post to connect with your ideal client that it's going to make your business and your life so much easier. I'm going to drop the link in the comments, but I highly recommend that you join me. It is March 21st through the 23rd, and it's going to be streamlined into the Facebook groups. And if you're on the list, then you get access to the workbooks that come along with it. And you have an opportunity to upgrade to a group one or a group session. It's a 90-minute strategy session where I work with you to implement what you learn. And then if you want that additional support, you also have an opportunity to work with me one-on-one for another 90-minute implementation and strategy session with me. It's going to be phenomenal because it's just amazing on how the brain works. And if you know how the brain works and you use it in your marketing, sales are just going to become so much easier for you. All right. I will see you inside the group. Bye. Love you.
Thank you for joining me this week. To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit VanessaAnnMiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of the Aligned Business Woman.